This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Evacuations continue across the state due to multiple wildfires. Let's start with the Snyder Fire, which has crossed into Mesa County from Utah and has burned now more than 30,000 acres. Three firefighters were killed over the weekend fighting that blaze. Also, 120 rafters and six dogs had to be evacuated from the Colorado River. Mesa County Search and Rescue Volunteer Nicholas Ingalls says the effort over the weekend to get boaters out of the canyons near the deadly fire was possibly the biggest rescue in the history of the county.
This was certainly like the most, you know, operationally complex evacuation that, you know, we've done in kind of living memory.
Rescue teams used boats and vehicles designed to drive on train tracks to reach the remote area. In Lake County, the Willow Fire is threatening the town of Leadville. The fire is now burning on nearly 2,000 acres. Governor Polis said yesterday that if windy weather continues, the whole town is likely to be forced to evacuate. A shelter is set up at Colorado Mountain College at the gym there in Leadville, and officials are working to open more shelters. Campgrounds have already been evacuated. Another fire that began early Monday morning in southern Colorado ballooned to 23,000 acres by late afternoon. It's being called the Aspen Acres Fire. It's burning along the Pueblo and Custer County line, and it has prompted the evacuation of Rye, Beulah, and San Isabel. In today's primary election in Colorado, ballots cast by more than 1,000 unaffiliated voters have been disqualified. And that is because those voters returned Democratic and Republican ballots. Unaffiliated voters receive both, but they can return only one. So county clerks are reminding unaffiliated voters to choose one ballot and discard the other. The state's unaffiliated voters make up more than half of the state's active registered electorate. Ballots must be returned by 7 tonight.